96.7 Energy FM. Panggang people, huwag mong sabihing radio, sabihin mo Energy. Nagbabalik ang Reyna ng Ratsada. Delicious, sa kapiling pa rin ang talaga namang nakakaaliw at nakakahangang heavy gating guest natin for today's Hot Seat Edition, si Mr. Pocholo Gonzalez. Ayan, bonggang-bongga tayo sa part na iyan. At ipagpapatuloy nga natin ang ating pagtatanong sa ating guest for today. May question ako for you, sir. Di ba tinagurian kang the voice master? Alam natin yan. Can you share with us po what are the advantages and disadvantages of being tagged as the voice master?
Well, I can say everything is advantage. Advantage siya, oh. Walang disadvantage. Siguro sa mga tao na lang na hindi matanggap na ako yung na-brand na voice master.
The voice master.
I mean, that's only personal branding. Kasi I always believe, sa panahon ngayon, you should brand yourself because you are the solution of a specific problem. So pagdating sa voice acting, kailangan may isang tao sila maiisip. So syempre, it's like pag sinabi mong sapatos, there's only one brand na una mong maiisip. Second na isa. Oh, for example, pag sinabi mong sapatos, ano una mo nasa isip?
Adidas.
Adidas. Ako Nike. So dalawa lang yan.
Parang ganon.
So ngayon, pag sinabing voice artist, ako yung maiisip. And the good thing about it, kasi hindi lang naman ako voice talent, I'm a voice artist.
And voice guru po talaga.
And voice guru, yeah. Yes. I have produced a lot. At talagang masasabi kong I'm so proud of my students kasi karamihan sa kanila, they're in broadcasting na. And they are doing a lot of voiceover work. Mas marami pa po sa akin.
Oh,
and wow. I want them to be better than me.
At maya-maya lamang, sir, may makakasama tayo.
Oh, yeah.
Ano, ha? Talagang
alam mo yun ang,
student
ko. Siguro, ang, I always believe a leader create better leaders. Rather than followers. Nice. Ako, I create more like directors rather than voice talents. Kasi there's two kind of voice, ano eh, mga voice practitioner. Mm. Voice talent and voice artist.
Okay.
Voice talent do voiceover work. Siyempre, as a bread and butter, they do it for, yun, kailangan kumita.
For a living.
For a living. Pero ako, I do it for the craft, for the art, and for the passion. I love doing it. I mean, this is a volunteer work for me. I go here kahit may trabaho ako sa office. Okay. Pero I want to share what I have and I want to share my skills and talent. At least for people to understand that voices, you should not, you know, taken for granted yung voice nyo. Because your voice is your number one instrument. Without your voice, I don't think you can communicate. So just imagine if you're a DJ, for example. Kung kahit anong pangit o ganda ng boses mo, pag wala kang boses, wala ka pa rin boses. So, anong gagawin mo dito?
Sense, diba? Yeah,
anong, diba? I mean, maririnig. Bakit? Wala. Hindi. So, you have to take good care of your voice. And I have a program. Mamaya, ipopromote ko yung aking program for teachers, call center representatives, and people who use their voices for a living, na how to take good care of your voices. Ang title niya, take care of your voice, take care of your career. So,
diba? Naku, bongga yan. Pangga mamaya, antabayanan nyo yan para malaman nyo. At sa mga pangga natin out there na gustong maging voice guru someday, naku, kailangan mo abangan nyo ipopromote ni Sir Pocholo. Ito po ang aking next question. Sabi dito, sir, through your journey, meron ka daw bang napagdaanan na, alam mo yun, turning point sa buhay mo na muntik ka ng bumitaw, pero nalampasan mo na
bumitaw. Alam mo, kagandahan dito sa ginagawa ko, kahit nasa bahay ako, pwede kong gawin. At hindi ako pwedeng bumitaw dahil voice acting is me, voice acting is my life, voice acting is the voice master.
Point very well taken,
so,
over there.
Kumbaga, I use voice acting in everyday life. For example, bibili ako sa isang fast food. Minsan nagbibiro ako dun sa counter yung cashier. Miss, pabili nga ng yung masarap na burger, yung kasi tatawa siya. Pero di ba pag sa ad, parang sa radio,
kasi,
natural yan.
Yeah, natural.
Miss, pabili nga ng burger, yung sarap. Natatawa siya. So I make people smile.
You make tapos, people happy as well.
Yes. Wow. Tapos I can break the ice easily. For example, sabihin ko, uy, sino favorite character, cartoon character mo? Si SpongeBob. Yung ganito.
Hey, come on, Patrick. My name is SpongeBob. Duh!
Hey, who are you, SpongeBob? My name is Patrick. You know, so, tatawa na sila, lalo yung mga bata. So, nakakatuwa. Mga ganong factor lang. And then, syempre, I'm also a motivational speaker. I use voice acting a lot in my talk. Ayun ako, magsimula pa lang, sobrang bongga na. Tapos hanggang sa huli, walang matutulog talaga. And everyone was so happy. Because I usually use my voice in parang situation. Parang, di ba? Sabihin ko, alam nyo ba nung bata ako? Alam nyo ba nung bata ako? Sabi ko sa nanay ko,
Nay, Nay, alam nyo po, gusto kong maging engineer.
Ay, talaga anak, sabi ng nanay ko. So, syempre yung mga tao natutuwa.
Oo, pag nakakatch mo talaga ng bongga yung attention.
Yes, and
nila.
I think I'm the only one who do that sa public speaking. And syempre, I'm also a youth advocate. I've been traveling around the world. I've been to more than 25 countries speaking for the young people of the world. So, kumbaga, basically, I love what I'm doing and, you know, and my job loves me.
Correct. So sabihin ko nga
dapat. That's not a job, actually. Halatang-halata
at ramdam-ramdam pangga people na talagang mahal na mahal ni Sir Pacholo ang kanyang work at talaga namang yung passion talagang firing.
Hindi ko nga siya tinuturing na trabaho eh.
Parang first love mo siya, parang girlfriend mo siya.
Asawa ko siya.
Asawa niya ang pagbo-voice master. Naku, sino naman ang ayan? Napunta na tayo sa ganyang asawa, love, ganyan. Sino naman nga ang inspiration mo para sa lahat?
Siyempre, ang aking magandang asawa.
Oh, naku naman.
Na si Marilyn Zaraspe Gonzalez. At siyempre, ang aking napakagwapong anak na si Patrick Gabriel Gonzalez.
Nagbo-voice
din yan kahit bata pa.
Oh, so sinusundan ang yapak ni daddy.
Hindi naman. Trip-trip lang.
Trip-trip lang. Nakapanggang people, maya-maya lamang magpapalik pa tayo dito nga sa programang Sadyang Ginawa para mas sumaya ang buhay mo at mas ma-inspire ka ng bonggang-bongga. Kaya naman, ipihit mo lang yan dito lang sa kung saan ibang-iba kapangga ang 106.7 Energy FM. Kapiling pa rin natin maya-maya si Mr. Pocholo Gonzalez. Kaya huwag kang BBTO.
Huwag mong sabihing radyo. Sabihin mo, energy!